Welcome to the NetPlay Marketing Podcast.
Hey guys, Ace is here from NetPlayMarketing.com, and you know what, I just want to thank you for continuing to come, you know, to the NetPlay Marketing Podcast, and hopefully this message is hitting home for you guys. I hope it's motivating you, I hope it's inspiring you, and you know what, I'd love to hear from you guys. So, you know, feel free to shoot me a message, email me at aces, A-C-E-S, at NetPlayMarketing.com, or feel free to, just go to the website, NetPlayMarketing.com, go to the homepage, there's a message box that you can put in, and if there's something in particular that maybe you want me to talk about in one of the podcasts, just fill it in there, and let me know what you're thinking. And I'd love to maybe share some of those ideas, and maybe there's other people out there that are thinking or have the same concerns as you, and I'd love to, help you guys and address those things. And let's keep this kind of ball rolling. So talking today, I want to kind of talk about, taking a step back. So I was actually watching a movie the other day, and essentially what it was actually about boxing. And I don't know how accurate this is, I'm not a boxer myself, but it seemed to make sense anyways in my head. And the idea really is that, when a boxer goes over to give a punch, it's not just upper body, it's not just about the strength in their arm, but really it's they involve their whole body. And the way that they do that is they actually take a quick step back. And as they take a step back, they're able to propel themselves forward, put a little more body weight into that punch they're going to do. And so it's kind of like a full body contact that goes in into that punch. Okay, it's not just a quick, whip of the arm. It's their whole body that gets involved by taking a step back. And I think that kind of a little analogy is very prevalent in our business or working towards a goal or whatever the case may be. Sometimes we're so focused on, on the end result of something that we sometimes are beating ourselves and kind of burning our wheels. We can burn ourselves out because we think that this is, there's a specific way that we should be doing something, and we're so convinced that we want to make it happen, and that we just keep going at it. But the problem is, we don't see a success to go along with it, okay? And the problem is we're not seeing the result. We're working, but the result isn't happening. And so basically what I want to talk to you guys about is, try not to be so blindsided about just being so focused on the result. And sometimes it's okay to take a step back. It's okay to take a step back from your business or take a step back from a goal. Examine where you're at. Examine maybe what's working, what's not working. And then when you see what actually is working, you go for it. You go and you attack that. And you'll probably see a lot more success by doing that than if you were just keep going the same way you're going. Okay? It's kind of this sort of analogy. This is another analogy that comes to mind. And it's, feed the stallions and starve the ponies. So when it comes to, kind of racing, guys, what you want to do is, if you have a lot of things kind of happening in your business, or in a specific goal, you have a lot of different things that you're trying to do to accomplish a goal. Sometimes some things are getting you better results than others. And sometimes you just need to focus on that. And because I think a lot of the times as entrepreneurs, we focus on, or we spread ourselves really thin. We try to take care of everything. We try to do a little bit of everything. And sometimes we can't do that. We're only one person, and it's just not effective. And as a great entrepreneur, what you really want to do is be able to, work with a team or work with people that we trust, or maybe work with a mentor even, to help that, or let them help us, kind of clarify what it is that we're doing right and what it is that we're doing wrong. And so sometimes they can provide us with that clarity in terms of what we should be focusing on. What are the things that are going to actually make the biggest impact on our business, and as as your business is growing and as you're working with new people, what's going to happen is that, there's going to be people that are going to have certain strengths, and sometimes they'll be better than you at some things. So let me give you an example. I know for a fact that I'm not the greatest with working with Photoshop. Okay. I'm not the greatest person at creating graphic work, and it takes me a long time to do that, but I'm really great at, creating content, recording things like the podcast. I'm actually even okay with, actually working on a website, with web code, HTML and stuff like that. And I'm okay with that. I'm actually pretty good with it, and I can kind of make things happen with that pretty quickly. However, when it comes to things with graphics, I suck. I have a picture in my head, but I just can't make it work with Photoshop. And I could work on it, But at this, at, you know, right now in this point in time, it's just not something that I want to focus on. You know, it's not something that's going to make me a huge amount of money by me focusing on Photoshop. But what I can do is I can leverage somebody who is good at that, you know, to help me do that for my business. You know, so when usually when I have a problem, I reach out to them and be like, hey, you know, this is what kind of what I want to put together, and they're able to do it in 10 minutes. You know, versus for me, it could take me over an hour to get something that probably doesn't even look that good. Okay, but at the same time, you know, if they need help, you know, with web building, or they need me to help, you know, help them out with maybe able to design a website or maybe some specific code or something like that, that may take me a lot less time than it would take them. And so they're able to help me out, and I'm able to help them out by just exchanging some of these skills. Okay, guys? And I realized this because I was doing some things in my business that were just not, they're not generating me any results, and it's because of this kind of stuff. You know, so I've learned to delegate, and I've learned to work, you know, in tandem and together with other people to really achieve a higher level of success in terms of my business, in terms of their business, in terms of our business. Okay, guys? And so I want to kind of just recommend for you guys to do the same thing. You know, sometimes we take, like I said, we take on too much on our plate, and so we have to take that step back. So analyze it in your business, or analyze that for your goals. You know, is there somebody who can help you achieve a goal a little bit faster? You know, this is at work. If it's a career goal, the same things apply. You know, if there's something that you want to achieve and there's something that somebody, other people can help you out with, delegate it. You know, if you're in a position to delegate, or ask them for a favor, and then you can scratch their back by doing them something that you're really good at. Okay, whatever it may be, when you work together, it works out so much better. Okay, and I think that's kind of the message that I want to get out to you guys today, right, is that for us to be able to be successful in business, sometimes we have to take that step back. We have to be able to analyze, look into ourselves, look into what it is that we're doing, and see how we can work together to achieve the result that we want to. Okay, guys? And you know what? That's actually pretty much all I really had to, you know, really share with you guys today. So today's podcast will be nice and short. Nothing super crazy or super long. Tomorrow, or I'm not sure if it might be tomorrow, but the point is the next podcast that I'll put out for you guys, we'll have some really more great content. So again, if you have an opportunity, guys, head over to netplaymarketing.com. Leave me a message. Let me know what you guys want to hear about. And until next time, guys, let's get out there and have some fun.